This segment proudly brought to you by Capital Air.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Sirius FM and Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. It is Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today's date is the 25th of Muharram, 1446. Other areas, 80% of the world is experiencing, witnessing the 26th of Muharram, 1446. So it is in other areas, the 26th of Muharram, 1446. And remember, these are the last few days of this revered month Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about, that is in the Quran Sharif. And you know that fasting in this month, wherever, whichever days, whether it was the 9th, 10th, 10th and 11th, that we did, alhamdulillah. But over and above that, any other day in this month to fast is still beneficial. Afdalus siyam ba'da Ramadan, the best fast after Ramadan, that is your compulsory fasting in Ramadan. But apart from that, which is the best fasting, it is Shahrullah, it is the month of Allah, which is the month of Allah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Al-Muharram. So in this month too, these last few days, you should seek how you can benefit. And our elders tell us as well that what you will start in these months, inshallah, it will stay with you, meaning these four revered months. Over and above that, when we look at the world, there is a major Muslim global crisis, you will say. In different parts of the world, Muslims are being attacked. And just yesterday, a few hours ago, there was a journalist who was killed, Ismail Al-Ghoul. Who was he? He was a journalist for Al Jazeera. And he was operating in Ashati. Where is Ashati, you ask? Ashati is the place where Ismail Haniyeh was born. And in that very same place, while Ismail Al-Ghoul was, he was reporting for Al Jazeera, a white car comes and bombs him and finishes him up, him and his assistant. So this is on a daily basis that we're witnessing this. We have our Honorable Mufti Saab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab, Dhamad Barakatuh. Today our topic is on Hamas. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, our topic on Hamas. When did Hamas start and how did it start?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we come to that, we need to go a little bit into the history. So remember, there was a place called Palestine, and for us it's from time immemorial, because when we study the history of the masajid and the mosque, we find that first was Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa, and Masjidul Haram, built by Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Inna awwala bayti uhudiya linnasi lalladhi bi bakkata mubaraka wa hudan lil alameen. And 40 years after that was Masjidul Aqsa was built, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So we see that from that time already the Muslims were in charge there. And then it was, must remember, refurbished, renovated, the Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa, by Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, as mentioned in the Quran Sharif. And as far as Masjidul Aqsa goes, is mentioned in Sunan Nasai that Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam renovated, refurbished it. So Inna Awwala Baytiu is mentioned in Surah 3, verse number 96. And regarding its being rebuilt and so forth, we know in Surah 2, verses 126, 127, 128, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam story and the episode with his son. So let's go forward. And the Muslims, Christians, the Jews, there were few Jews also. They were living peacefully and coexisting. But remember, the Jutla are such, they always want to play the victim. So after World War II, because Germany, remember Hitler and so forth and so on, and the Jews suffered, but not 6 million, remember that, there were no all the fairy tales, maybe a million, less than million, 750,000, 500,000. So what Hitler did was right to a great extent, that we got no argument with him when it comes to interest, when it comes to pornography, when it comes to homosexuality, and that is what they were promoting, the Jutlas. So Hitler said enough is enough and so forth and so on. Certain things we won't agree, but on these three things we agree with him. So all that said and done, so now the world sympathy was with them and so forth. So they offered them, you must remember, land here in Africa. They told them, take Ethiopia, Uganda, all that. They said, no, we don't want. They offered them land there in South America, Argentina, yeah, they said no. So what you want? They say we want Jerusalem, we want Palestine and so forth. So the world sympathy was there. That time, remember, the British were in charge there. And then you find that slowly, slowly they started coming in. And then they came as paupers, beggars, squatters. They had nothing. And this was the magnanimity of the Palestinians. They gave them place, they gave them space, everything. But you know, in Arabic we have that saying, "Sam min kalbak ya akulka," that when you have a small puppy, then you feed it so much, make it so nice and fat, they start eating you up, you become a bulldog, you know. So that's what happened there. Then you must remember, this is of paramount importance. If you study 46, 47, all that, you will find that what happened, there were three gangs. Every gang was a terrorist gang. They would murder, they murdered the British, they murdered the Palestinians and carried out massacres. Not from 48, as people think, from 46 and so forth, 47 already. The Stern gang. You know, you get the Stern people here also, S-T-E-R-N, like that. Then you get the Haganah gang. So that is there. Then you get the Irgun gang, like that. So there's Menachem Begin and all of them who later on became prime ministers. They used to belong to all these gangs and so forth. So that is how then, remember, so with the help of the Western powers and so forth, they don't want a Khilafat, that there must be one ruler for the Muslims and everybody will be ruled by him and so forth. We must make these Muslims weaker, weaker, make them all that many, many states, many countries, let them fight with one another, all that. So that is what happened, remember that. And then you see, in 48, on the 14th of May, Israel became a country. And America, Russia, Europe, everybody recognized them straight away and so forth. So that is the history you must know. And if you look at it, the irony of the whole thing is this, that the founding fathers of Israel, the Zionists and so, majority of them were not even practicing, believing Jews. They were people who are 100%, you must remember, secularist like. So like you take, go study the life history of David Ben Gurion and all of them. They were not interested in Torah or Moses or Nabi Musa alayhi salam. They just wanted power and they wanted to come and rule there and so forth. So his famous saying is, David Ben Gurion, the first prime minister, even the airport is named after him, Ben Gurion Airport, that he said that, remember, that the old people will die and the young will forget. Cardinal error. The old people will die, that everywhere will happen. But he said the young people will forget. The young people didn't forget this. Then you get the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization, afterwards Palestinian Authority. So first was Yasser Arafat, then Mahmoud Abbas and all of them. According to us, remember that Yasser Arafat still he did something for his people and so forth. But anyway, you must remember, they convinced them, they bribed them, they did a lot of things, remember? And then they had the Oslo Accord. Say, no, we will recognize Israel. Now that is there. So today, if you read all, I sent it out this morning. What a beautiful saying, subhanallah. It's a pity that majority of our people don't know, you understand, Arabic. So the Shair, they said, قَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلُ قَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلُ لَنْ نَعْرِفَ بِإِسْرَائِيلُ. See, how beautiful. قال قائدنا أوليد إسماعيل إسماعيل هنية. He said, لن نعترف بإسرائيل. We will never ever recognize Israel. So that was your breaking point. Understand this properly now. Between the Palestinian Liberation Organization or Palestinian Authority, they said, this is paramount importance. They said, okay, we will recognize Israel. They said, no more jihad. This Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen, is his kunya. He said, we won't wage war. That is why America, Europe, and all these Arab tenpot dictators, haramis, murtad, ghaddar, traitors, call them whatever you want to, Ouladu Iblis. So remember, they recognize them because they don't want jihad. See, today I sent out a post. You get that one, Mufatya. You know, Iqbal said, Pehle te mufti masail ke batane wale, abhi he mufti mufke khane wale. So remember, first you used to get the muftis, you see, that they used to show the people, the maslas, teach them the right path. Today you get so many muftis, yeah, in our country, other countries, there in the world, Arab countries. Majority of them mufatiyas. They bought off by people, bought off by government. Now imagine a person in a lecture says in full view of the people and is videoed and everything. All these ayats of jihad, all that were for that time. Now there's no jihad. It's only peace and peace and peace. Leave everything else. That alone, I got Quran in my hand. Wallahi is murtad straight away. Because you're doing exactly, you must remember what the Qadianis did. Ahmed Mirza Ghulam Ahmed Qadiani, of his many, many reasons, you must remember that I'll show you three things quickly now. Mirza Ghulam Ahmed Qadiani used to say, it's haram to fight the British. So what he did, he made mansukh and he abrogated and cancelled all the verses of jihad. So what is this Mufatiya doing? What is the difference? Go study Shaykhul Islam Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, who passed away in 1957. He, when the British judge called him, summoned him and said that we believe you have given a fatwa that to fight the British is jihad and you must fight them. Is it true you issued the fatwa? He said, yes. And I'm issuing the fatwa now again in front of you. It's compulsory upon us as Muslims to fight you British. You are an occupying force. So the judge told him that do you know Sazai Mot, that for that there is a death penalty. He said, I know. And then Hazrat Shaykhul Islam Hazrat Madani Nawwarallahu Marqadahu took out a piece of material. So the judge asked him, what is all this? He said, I even brought my kafan, I'm ready, I don't want to use your material also. You see. Thus, on that fatwa, so many Muslims resigned from the British army because people were conscripted and so forth. So that is how Allah made their name shine and so forth and so on. And yesterday I was speaking to Hazrat Mufti Sahib, you said we had a wonderful, wonderful session. Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. So Hazrat said something so beautiful. He said that Hazrat Maulana Ishaq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Maulana Ishaq Sahib is Hazrat Mufti Rizaullah Sahib's teacher. They at Newtown, he was teaching takhassus. And when we were there, we used to wonder what this old man does because his dressing was different. Yet he would not wear like the Pakistani style kurta or izar and shilwar and that. He had the India style, Lucknow style, you see, the topi, the kurta, the hat and all that, shilwar, all that, trouser, all. So we knew that much, but he never ever spoke or something. He just make salam and carry on. So Hazrat said, Hazrat Maulana Ishaq Sahib farmate the, we made, meaning we the Sunnis today, we made the Qadianis kafir and non-Muslim because they said one person after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is receiving wahi and many other reasons like that, rejected jihad, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. But what about those people who got 12 people and they say these 12 people are receiving wahi and they're greater than prophets in the... Why we got the ammul and the raddud and doubt regarding them? So what a beautiful dalil. You could study any Shia work that is in detail. You will find what they say about their imams and so forth. They say that, you must remember, they are better than the prophets and messengers, and maybe on par with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of them will tell you even better than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah forbid. Naqala kufr, kufr nabashat. 100% kufr, you must remember that is. So that is what we must know. So the dividing line between the Palestinian Authority of Yasser Arafat and Mahmoud Abbas. Mahmoud Abbas is pakka murtad, remember that. So out of the fall of Islam, just like the Saudis and Emiratis and Egyptians and Jordanians and Bahrain and Morocco and all these leaders, all murtad they are. Therefore, al-khabithatu lil-khabithin, they like to be mingling with one another. And now, the person who's got firasat, the person who's got vision, and he's got sight and insight and so forth. So you must remember, Allah Jalla wa Ala selects whosoever he wants. Some ulama say he's even the mujaddid of our time. You must remember, 1446, so you must remember that. If you go to 1987, so you must remember, so that is what time? 1407, so Islamically. So 1407 like that, so it is the start of the new century and so forth. Some ulama have said, so we don't say everybody. So they say that Allah Jalla wa Ala chose a person paraplegic, who Sheikh Ahmad Yasin Nawar Allah Murkhadahu. And he started Hamas. What is the meaning of Hara Hamas? Hamas is the acronym. Remember, Harakatul Muqawamatul Islamiyah. The Islamic Resistance Movement. In 1987, they were financed. This is true. Netanyahu wants to show the world now we're going to crush them, we're going to defeat them, total victory. These are all his takiyah kalam. You see his favorite words and all that he says now. Because he knows the documentary evidence is there that he supported Hamas and he wanted to finance Hamas. He got Qatar and he got other countries to give them money and free flow and so forth. Because he wanted to go. You know in Arabic you got Farrik Tasud. Farrik Tasud, divide and rule. You see. So remember, that's what the British and them, all Americans do and all. So we will weaken Palestinian Authority. So he didn't realize that now he's playing into the hands. So all this happened. Now they, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, he realized that these people here, yeah, they're going to sell the whole Palestinian cause. You see that? And we can't allow that. But you need a strategy, you see. So what is the strategy? You see South Africa. This morning I gave it in news. I think you gave it yesterday in your news. In 7,000 organizations worldwide, you find ANC is number 16. They're the most corrupted organization in the world. From 7,000, ANC is number 16. What an indictment that is, remember that. So he realized that we have to win our people over. But he's paraplegic. So now he gets his special people. Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, Ismail Haniya, thousands of others, you must remember, he is the grand teacher, the grand master, he is the muslih, he is the sheikh, he is the tasawwuf, he is the mujahid, he is the one, you must remember, going to teach them how you have to prepare for the jihad and so forth. Like before him, Sheikh Izzuddin Al-Qassam, 1933 he passed away. He is the mujaddid and the reviver of jihad, remember, in the land of Palestine. Therefore, they got Qassam Brigade. Before him, you must remember, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin was Abdul Qadir Husseini. He passes away 1 month before the apartheid regime of Israel is established. They established in May 1948. In April 48, he passes away. So, but the saddest part is, leave Awam. You go to our Darul Ulooms. You go to our Darul Ulum. You must remember, 90% don't even know what you're talking about. No, remember. What an indictment. I told you once before, we won't mention the name, that the 50 students in final year plus minus. So I asked them a question, my here Sahyuniya. What is Sahyuniya? Not one student knew. But you studied 6 years, 7 years and that, you don't even know this. What are you going to tell the world? You see, this whole syllabi and curriculum in our Darul Ulooms, they must be revisited, remember that. If you know nothing really about Palestine, you know nothing about Afghanistan, you know nothing about Muslim rule in Spain, you know nothing about Islamic rule in India. So I mean, that's a big weakness on our part. So you see, we live in the glory of the past and we think we're doing wonders. That is a foolish policy. You must remember that. You must have things to take up the challenges currently. What made Imam Ghazali so great? Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah, saw that these rationalists, these Mu'tazilites, these guys here, he went to study that and then he took them on and broke them to pieces. You understood? So that is what we must do. How are you going to take on Shias when you don't even know what is Shias? How are you going to take on the Christians when you don't even know what is Christianity? How are you going to take on Zionism, Sahyuniya and that if you don't even know what it is? So every Darul Uloom has to have a subject every day on Firaq-e-Dala, on all these groups that are the wrong ones and leading people astray, sometimes with Islamic Muslim names and sometimes with their own names, the non-Muslim name. So this is a weakness we must admit. In life we have many weaknesses. And when you admit that, how can we solve the problem? So Allah Ta'ala chose him, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin Nawarullah Marqadahu. And he said, you see, now I was giving you the example. ANC are in power, you understand, in 30 years in South Africa now, right? If you leave the Indian colored and all that, you understood? We were all under apartheid, we were all non-white. But the people who suffered the most were the blacks, right? Under apartheid. We all know that. There's no two opinions on that issue. So, when you came into power, Mandela, Mbeki, Zuma, this guy, whoever, now you got Cyril and whatever else, you understand? So, all that. So, the question you beg and ask is this, that did you really empower the black person and so forth? Did you make his life the better, the 80%, 83%, 85% of the population? So what you did? You made the condition even worse. So you go ask any person in the street that your life under apartheid was a crime. Make no mistake of that. So 100% it must be condemned. We know what is apartheid. We saw what is apartheid. We were born in apartheid. So remember that. But the problem comes about that they would give them something and so forth. You take our education of today. You take our health services of today. You take our roads of today. You take our electricity of today. Which person can afford it? Today in South Africa, if you are a husband, wife, and you got a family of 3, 4, 5 children, you can never live on your own with 10,000-15,000 and all those kind of things. If you want to lead a comfortable life, we're speaking about. Now, which person in the street is going to earn that much and all that? Very few people. So therefore, we must remember that. So the people revolting. Of strikes, yeah, and burning tires, yeah, and smashing, yeah, and you see, police and robbers and all that, crooks and the police and crooks, and you know, all these kind of things going on. So remember that you're shooting, and because people are fed up, you must remember. So he saw that same thing, that these guys, Yasser Arafat, this guy here, Mahmoud Abbas, and Abu Mazin, Mahmoud Abbas are the same person. So they're not interested in them. So what they did, Hamas came into existence. And then they started in Gaza, you see. Because that was like the most neglected and so forth. And they gave the people what you will call welfare system, you see. Let us take care of the poor. Let us take care of the needy. Let us take care of the orphans. Let us take care of the people, you see. So that is how they started gaining the trust of the people. That these people are empowering us. These people are doing good for us. Nobody is bothered about us. Israel, the Jutlas, the Zionists, our enemies. And our own people also, once in a month they'll come. Eid day they'll come. Ramadan they'll come. And like how the Africans today, they complain of me and you. They say, you want to make us biryani Muslims. You know biryani Muslims. Ramadan time, you come and give us some parcel here and hampers and tell us you're doing great work. Where are you the other 11 months? So the Shias Kufar came. They found a niche. They found a vacuum. So they got their own guys, they stayed there. And they look after them. So human nature is that the people who give you food, the people who give you money, and the Kufar Shia will give them human also for muta and so forth. So then, inna nasa ma'alu ilaman indahu ma'alu. وَمَلَّا إِنْدَهُ مَعْلُوا فَأَنْهُ النَّاسُ مَعْلُوا. So it's a very cheap strategy to use for your ulterior motives. The Christians are doing that. You go Malawi, you go Africa and all that. When I was in Malawi one day, so I saw two nuns, you know, with a bicycle. And they're riding on a bicycle, going in the mountains and that. So I asked the brother Hafiz Faisal and my host there, what's happening here? They say, Pana Karisagu, that we can't do all this. So they got the nuns, they stay there, and they teach them, feed them, give them this, give them hospital, give them money, give them food. So people say, this is very good. But end of the day, they make them Christian. But they were Muslim before, so you see. So that is what happened. So that was the strategy Hamas adopted. Now this America, this Europe, this Western world, democracy, and we must have this and this. In 2006, when they had free and fair elections, Hamas won. Free and fair elections, Hamas won. Understood? Now that is where the problem comes. How come Hamas won? Hamas is not going to learn. I just read for you now. قَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلَ لَن نَعْرِفَ بِإِسْرَائِيلَ So that is Hamas, and that is why we support them. They got 1 million mistakes, 1,000 mistakes. We got 101 million mistakes ourselves and sins ourselves. So you must remember. But look at the good they are doing. If there was no Hamas today, there was no jihad today, what should happen to these Palestinians? Yeah. I mean, you must remember this. You put them in the ghettos, you put them there under the biggest open prison for 16, 17 years, and you monitor every movement of theirs with your cameras and your police and your army. And for you got proper apartheid. Now the whole world is calling you apartheid. We were calling you apartheid 20, 30 years ago. So remember that. And just before I forget also, because I don't know, you must carry this in the news. You must carry this in the news. And highlight it, I mentioned it this morning. Remember from January 1, 2025, South Africans will need a visa to enter Israel. You won't be able to leave South Africa if you're going to Israel without a visa. You see? So remember, so we must encourage our people. You got August, September, October, November, December. We got 5 months from today. So, in those 5 months, I can't go. Already they got me blacklisted, greylisted, whatever you want to say. So, they stamped my passport and they put the, you'll never enter like. But I've been 5 times with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So, why you don't go? I'm asking you Muslims, why you don't go? And you go, and if you're really reliable, go and everyone, you're going 5 people, 10 people, everyone take R1 million. And remember, you then transfer the money into dollars or whatever and so forth, or shekels or whatever, and go give there to the Palestinians. You can go to Jerusalem, you can go to Bethlehem, you can go to Hebron, Khalilur Rahman, you can go to Nablus, you can go to all these areas. The only place they won't allow you is Gaza. But the Palestinians got their ways and means to let the money come inside there. So that is how we can help them and so forth. You must remember that. The struggle has to carry on. We must remember this type of things there. So that will be our jihad. So this is a golden time. You know, it reminds me when I came there to Ture Sinin, and I can't forget his name, Suleiman. So he told me, Sheikh Abdul Qadir, is it drizzling today? It drizzles only twice a year here. That's why the olive trees, they survive, because it needs little bit rain. And Kudrat ka karishma, in that part, it only rains or drizzles twice, thrice a year like that, you see. So, this is our golden opportunity. Go there. What they will do? They will just interrogate you a little bit. They're already on their knees. They want tourists to come, politically, economically, and remember that every socially, everywhere they're suffering, remember the Jutlas. So you see from America, from Europe, the planes are cancelled, no money coming. Delta Airlines, British Airlines, all cancelled. United Airlines, all cancelled. So they want people to come. So we as South African Muslims and people of justice should capitalize on that in this 5 months. And you just go there, mashallah, and so forth. Whether you go by plane and land at Tel Aviv, whether you go via Jordan, you go via Turkey, whatever you want, just go, finish and clear. So that is our message to you. So now they had elections, 2006, and they won the elections. So why you don't want to recognize them? You say, no, that these people are terrorists. So remember, it's not you were saying the same thing. Mandela is a terrorist, ANC is terrorist, and they had them on a terrorist even after Mandela was president in 94. You understood? So remember, after that, then after many months, they removed their names and all these kind of things. Every freedom fighter, everyone fighting, remember, you can call him. People today will say Gandhi is a terrorist. People will say, you must remember, Mandela was a terrorist. People will say Sheikh Ahmad Yassin was a terrorist and all. So but what about you? Occupation is 100% terrorism. Hmm. You must remember that yours is against international law. You must remember. Because you have an agenda. Your agenda is what? Eretz Israel. E-R-E-T-Z. Eretz Israel. Greater Israel. Israel is the only country in the world that they don't have specified borders in the United Nations. They say it's disputed borders. There's no dispute. They just want to steal. Land grab. You understood? Occupy West Bank. Occupy Gaza. Occupy East Jerusalem. Occupy Golan Heights. All these are occupied territory. So remember, according to international law, so remember. So therefore, we should be very clear about it. So if we support Hamas, we're not doing Islam a favor, or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a favor, or Allah ta'ala, we're doing ourselves a favor. Always stand with the haq and the truth, whether it's a minority or majority. Now the crime today Muslims are committing, and Maulvis also. See, they released a statement there. Thus, and all this in Maulvi. There's not one word. Public, wallahi, Quran. They say, how can this Jamiat and them, they release a statement, there's nothing about Iran written there. Hmm. Who read that whole statement?
Yeah, read.
You read it?
Chee, nah.
It's like the other day that Maulvis put a statement there about it, pedal or something. They just got Quran or something, but nothing about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I say, how you release a statement like that? So why you don't write about Iran there? Because you're sponsored by Iran. Because you're sponsored by the agents of Iran. Because you are given directives by ANC or Cyril or whoever, don't speak one word. So we're challenging you again. Tomorrow is Jumu'ah. Go on the platform, go on a mimbar and say Shias are kuffar. Why you can't do that? So you and the Salafis are the same. Salafis can't speak one word, you must remember, against MBS and the kuffar Saudi regime. So what's the difference between you? So if I say that we can't read Salat behind you because you all are real sellouts, you all are traitors to Islam. So what else can we say? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran says, Surah 9 verse 79, فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ, that those who mock and ridicule the Sahaba, this ayat got revealed during the Battle of Tabuk. And remember when Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman came and they gave everything, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar half, Sayyidina Usman 300 camels, 1,000 gold coins. The Master, alayhi salam, elated, delighted, ma durra Usman ma amila badal yom. Go open Tirmidhi, go open Mishkat, go open all this, go open all the tafsir kitabs and see and all the famous tafsir. So you will find all those details there. So what you find? So you must remember that Allah Ta'ala says, you want to mock Sahaba, sakhir Allah minhum. Allah Ta'ala will mock you. Walahum adabun alim. Mustafa, Allah Ta'ala will send them. So this is the Shias. And they mock Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, all that. Say, Hazrat Mother Aisha, Mother Hafsa, all of them, radiyallahu anhu majma'in. Don't even speak of Amir Muawiyah and Abu Sufyan and Hinda. They say all kuffar, Allah forbid. So remember that Hadith Nabi alayhi salam is who? He is, you must remember, that Rahmatul Lil Alameen. But the Master alayhi salam said, Ida, this morning, Fajr time, you know, every day I give Hadith, I gave them this lesson. Ida ra'aytum alladhina yasubbuna ashabi, faqulu la'natullahi ala sharrikum. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, those people who revile, criticize, castigate my Sahaba, you must curse them. So if you say Khomeini la'anatullah alayh, you're practicing on this hadith. You say, no, we can't be the judge. Allah is the judge. So you must remember, dal mein kuch kala hai. It shows that your iman is not 100% still. You must remember that. That is what it means. So it's all the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Now let's come to Ismail Haniyeh. You understood? They say yesterday morning, 2 o'clock, you understood? So that Wednesday morning, that he was killed, martyred, whatever. Now, if you take the narrative that Iran blaming Israel, okay? So now, how come if a missile, a rocket was shot, then there's no damage building in that area there? Where's the videos and the evidence that that has happened? How come only these two people passed away? He and his bodyguard. Every one of this makes it clear that there was no rocket, there was no missile, there was no nothing. It's an inside job. Iran killed him and martyred him, and whether in the shower, bathroom, here or there, you know they got Pasban. Pasban is their revolutionary guard. He's one of the most famous guys. I went to Iran. And I told the driver, Zari, take me today, you understand, Kala Pani, you understood? So what they call their salt water, Nimak Pani, you see, the salt water. He took me there. Under the Shah, you must remember that all the opponents, they just take them there and put them there and said, finish, end of the story. You know, it's like taking them to Robben Island and dumping them in the sea, you know, like that. When I went to Robben Island first time, I asked that guy, anybody escaped? He said, yes. He said, one guy, he managed somehow and he swam. So this apartheid guy was very sharp like also. So when they heard he swam, so then they waited there. So you understood? And when he came up, they had their guns popped out to him. They told him, how you swam here, now you swim back also. You understood? He came till here, all the sharks and whatever and all that, nothing touched him. Now the man must be finished. He said, better go back, otherwise we pull the trigger. Now what is he going to do? He went back and he died. Died meaning they got the fish, whatever, finished him up, or he got finished, whatever. So like that it is, you must remember. So now, this was an inside job, how 9-11 was inside job. So remember, now today is big janaza. Millions of people will be there. They'll be making Marge Israel, Marge America, death to Israel, death to America and all that. But why not dead to the Shias? And Ayatollah Khamenei will be leading the janaza. Maybe it's finished also. So, but they said today is the janaza and so forth and so. So imagine the Kuffar Shia leading the janaza salat of Ismail Haniya. There will be some Sunni, so the janaza salat will be done. You just need one, two people to read, so it will be done. This. But I hope the Qatar authorities and them, they have more sense, because thereafter they're going to take and fly the body there to Qatar, Doha. Tomorrow the burial will take place. So they must read the janaza again, you know. I hope they have that sense to do that and so forth and so. So anyway, even if 1,000 people come, read the janaza and finish and so forth. Now the questions we have to ask is this. You understood? What will happen to Hamas? What will happen to Hamas? Nothing will happen to Hamas. You murdered Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, and after 25, 26 days you murdered Sheikh Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, and now you murdered him, Ismail Haniyeh. Each one of them is our leader. So Allah will bring another badil, another replacement. Remember that is Allah's system. So when the battle of Uhud took place, so the kuffar knew that we will never win this war till Nabi alayhi salatu salam is there. So we must do one strategy. You see, al-harbu khud'a, al-harbu khad'a, al-harbu khid'a. You know, this word is, you can read all the ways different. So war is strategy, you know, survival of the shrewdest in the. So, it's a Sahih Hadith, this Muslim Sharif, other Kitab, Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad. Okay. So, this Kuffar, Mushrikeen, and idol worshippers said, now they were getting the upper hand little bit, you know, after Khalid bin Walid came and all that. You know the story, in the third year of the Hijrah in Shawwal. They said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is martyred. That was a rumor, you see. So, Allah on that occasion revealed the verse. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ رُسُولٌ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Almighty Allah. And before Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so many thousands of messengers came and they passed away. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not passed away, is not martyred. But to prepare the Sahaba, remember Allah revealed these verses, that what? This is now preparing them. أَفَإِمْ مَاتَ So, Hamza istifham. Then, afa im mata im shartiya. So, if hypothetically that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away now, there in battle of Uhud, aw kutila, or he was martyred, so what will you do? Aw kutilan qalabtum ala aqabikum, will you turn on your heels? Will you go away? وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَدُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. Then you can't harm Allah Ta'ala if you do that. وَسَيَجْزِ اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Surah number 3, verse number 144. So yeah, Quran, you must make istimbat. You must learn how to deduce. So they think that Hamas will now, you must remember, get weaker, weaker. You fools and idiots, donkeys. Allah calls you donkeys for you Jews. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ. You see, Surah 62, verse 5. Now you just made more people Hamas. Now the Haaretz newspaper carried the article, you radicalized the Palestinians even more now. You understood? Maybe there were 5% in that saying, no, let's do this. Now we'll say we go for broke. You understand? Now we go. You see, this is a thing we must understand. Me and you, we see a water pistol, already we start shaking. For them, they have shoke shahadat. They have shoke shahadat. And therefore, go open the hadith on Aqsa and that. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tazalu ummati qa'ima, and all words, different words come. Then they asked, Ya Rasulullah, where are these people? The Master alayhi salam said, Hey, in the Baytil Maqdis, wa aknafihi. You see that? Quran makes reference to this, but we don't read Quran. We just read and just understand this. When Allah said, Barakna hawlahu. Barakna hawlahu. Beginning of the 15th supara, beginning of chapter 17, we make the tafsir barakna hawlahu, that lot of fruits there, lot of food there, very water there, and this and that, lot of anbiya and prophets. It's right, but it's not confined to that. Barakna hawlahu got the meaning that Allah Ta'ala made mujahideen there. Allah made shuhada there. Allah made people who will fight till the end. That is the barakah also Allah gave them. Show me one nation on this earth. Therefore, they say everything is made in China. But patience and jihad and showing the world what is made in Palestine. The children, the men, the women, everyone is involved. You must remember these type of things. Yeah, you just sell out, you just leave them out. We're speaking of majority. So that is what you see, how Allah. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's Sahih Hadith, open Mustan Ahmad and them. So around Majidul Aqsa, Aknaf, and there you will find these people there. And they will be on Haqq. They will be on Haqq. So that is why we have to stand with them. That is why we have to promote them, and so forth and so on. So that is what we must understand. So they will choose a leader, whether it's Yahya Sinwar, but he's inside the tunnel. Whether by the weekend, next week, they'll tell us who's their Amirul Rabi, the fourth Amir. First was Ahmad Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, then Abdulaziz Rantisi, the doctor, and then was now Ismail Haniya. They will choose somebody. They know what they're doing. But we have to support them to the maximum and so forth. That is what we must do. Now, I told you yesterday also, and I want to conclude on this. This whole incident took place. Who's benefiting? You must remember, in life, you must always see who benefits after that incident. America is benefiting. So what is America's benefit? Say, no, we don't want war. You see, Blinken said, we know nothing about all this. Blinken is a harami, he's a Jew himself. You must remember, wherever he goes, yet people make their, Americans, whiteys, they make their hands red and so forth. They call him, you war criminal, you minister of genocide, and they could, I don't allow him to sleep also. They go around his house and blow the hooters, and they call a horn there. They blow the horn and what you and what and what. So they humiliate, just like Netanyahu and Biden and all. Always remember, this is election year, 2024. This, and Democrats were in power. So who was in power? Obama. So Obama had to pull a thing out, you must remember, you see, to pull the arrow out of his quiver. Because American public, generally, al-awam kal-an'am, they are what? Masses are asses. Anything they see on the TV, every house got TV, they basically. Not one TV. I've been to America. We saw what they got, the Muslims. Every room they'll have one TV almost. And they addicted to it, you know. So now they see what they say. So now Obama, I mustn't mix the names up. One is Obama and one is Osama, you know. So the same scale in Arabic. So this Obama, he said, we killed Osama. You see, Rahimahullah for Osama. Osama was murdered, was martyred long time before that. So therefore, they wrapped up something there and threw in the ocean, and that American public, wah wah, shabash calendar, what a fish you killed. You understood? Who's fooling who? You understood? So you must remember this. So now what they did, so now they told Israel, they told Iran, Iran is with them. You must be a donkey not to understand that. Allama Nobakhti writes in Rijalul Kashi, it's their books, we don't quote our books, it's their books. They wrote there the founding father of Shia Azam was a Jew. So Abdullah bin Sabah. So what more evidence you want then? So you must remember. So they are there to destabilize the horse in the, you know, the elephant in the room, the Trojan horse. You know, these are terms they use. So we need to understand these things here. So who benefits? America benefits. So they will say, what the thing the Democrats did. You understood? They sanctioned because they're in power. Biden is kicked out, right? So he was a Zionist from 50 years, 60 years, and now disgrace in the whole world. He can't even control his bowels and all that, you see. So, and they kicked him out. His own party kicked him out, you see. So he's out. Now her star is rising now. Kamala, whatever the hell her name, Harris is. Oh, Trump yesterday said, first she was Indian, now she's black. You understood? So this guy doesn't know what he speaks, you understood? He's losing now. Trump is losing, according to the latest poll. She's making more money than Trump, and she's beating Trump in all this. Now, all this plays on the public, remember that. So now you need, if you play chess, you know, you need a master move to catch the guy checkmate, you see. So the master move is like, you know what, there's Hamas, these Palestinians, they're troubling us. So let us get rid of them. So the biggest guy, Ismail Haniyeh, you see. So America gets the credit, Israel gets the credit, Iran will get the credit by their guys, because Iran are pakka kufar, the Shias and so forth. So that's the game they play. Who else benefits? Saudi benefits. Saudis are the biggest haramis, they got the financial muscle. So the week, today is day 300 from 7th October. So remember 10 months exactly. That week, that month, they're supposed to have tatbir. A tatbi bain al dawlatain. What is tatbi? You must learn all these terms. A tatbi bain al dawlatain is normalization between our two countries. See, Netanyahu, even now, even when he addressed Congress, he says we're going to normalize ties with Saudi. And they know the best time is now with MBS, because MBS is murtad. So you want what you want, MBS. You want World Cup, we'll give you World Cup. What you want, Expo, we'll give you that. What you want Aqsa. We'll kick out this Jordan, they can't do nothing to us, and we'll give it to you. So that is what are his aspirations. He's a harami, remember that. MBS and so forth. So that is, so we'll give you that, but you must recognize Israel. You see, the game they play, you must remember that. If you think that the Saudis and Emiratis and all these countries, Jordan and Egypt and them, are got time for Hamas, they supporting Israel and that against Hamas. You must remember. In Saudi now, 60 people of Hamas are in jail. Nobody can deny that. If you had feeling for them, you should have released them long time. Go to all these countries and see how many true Muslims are in jail and so forth. Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi's daughter is in jail that time there in Egypt. What crime she committed? No crime. But she's Yusuf Qardawi's daughter, so put her in jail. That's how they operate, these people. Yeah. And then America all will be silent. They're doing our dirty work for us and so forth and so on. So that is what's happening there. So in conclusion, we got 4 or 5 minutes left. So let's make dua, inshallah al-Aziz, for the Ummah and for Hamas and for the marhum. Allah Ta'ala, you must remember, grant him Jannatul Firdaus. He lost more than 80 people in his family and extended family. And yet the man, you know what a great Hafiz he was. His father was a Sufi, Sufi at Tariqah. Every Friday, the mashayikh and the students used to come make zikr there by their house. And they used to have all tilawat and so forth and all this. And this one passed away, this one passed away. Let's make khatam for them and all that. So he grew up in that environment, you know. So therefore, you must have that ruhaniyat. You must have the spirituality. Then you can be a good leader and so forth. So mistakes, sins we all commit. But look at what he did. They changed the global narrative, remember that. That's the biggest thing they did. The world came to know who are the real terrorists and so forth. If you take whites, you take non-Muslims, Africans, whites, whatever, and you take Muslims, who are marching, who are demonstrating, who are protesting the most? It's non-Muslims. Muslim, you must remember, you tell them stay away from McDonald's and stay away from KFC and Starbucks. They will think they made the biggest jihad. So that is our jihad. Anyway, it's all haram, these places, and they're all going down. You must remember that. So you must stay away and don't come tell me about the halal certificate. The halal certificate is not worth the paper on which is written there. Okay, let's make dua, inshallah. Do you got any question?
No.
Okay, so remember that, let's make dua, inshallah, there's 3-4 minutes, and then we'll announce the programs, inshallah. So these are the main things you need to announce. The people who are guilty are Iran. The people who are guilty are Israel. The people who are guilty are America. The people who are guilty are Saudi. These are the beneficiaries of this whole thing. Understand that. But the ummah fast asleep. In Urdu, they got a nice word, ummat to khabe ghaflat mein. The ummat is Alice in Wonderland. Remember that. They got their own understanding. Allah may have mercy on us. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhab an-nar. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين الملؤونين يا رب العالمين اللهم أحصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم أحدا اللهم عليك بالشيعة ومن والاهم اللهم عليك بالشيعة ومن والاهم اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا رب العالمين اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وسريع الحساب وهازم الأحزاب اهزم اليهود يا رب العالمين اهزم الشيعة يا رب العالمين اهزم أعداء الدين يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرنا عليهم اللهم انصر حماس عليهم يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم تقبل شهداءهم اللهم عافي جرحاهم اللهم اشفي مرضاهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما يا الله وبرذر أو أمير شيخ أحافظ أحمد ياسين أحمد ياسين شيخ أحمد ياسين دكتور عبد العزيز رنتيسي أو برذر حافظ إسماعيل هنية and the thousands and millions who gave their lives for Palestine يا الله and everywhere else يا الله grant them all جنة الفردوس الأعلى اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم ووسع مدخلهم وأكرم نزلهم ونقهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم انقلهم من ضيق اللحود إلى جناتك جنات الخلود في سدر مخدود وطلح مندود وظل ممدود يا غفور يا ودود ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم ربنا اغفر لي لوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين يا Ya Rabbil Alameen. Read abundant Durood Sharif Salawat tonight and tomorrow, Surah Kahf and so forth. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant, and make intention of Isali Sawab. Whatever we read, Ya Allah, grant them all Jannat al Firdaus and the Barakah of Quran and Sunnah. Ya Allah, give our Mujahideen victory and decimate all these Kuffar and Shias and Yahud and Sahuniyah, Zionists and so forth who want to wipe off Islam. You wipe them off, Ya Rabbil Alameen. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
جزاكم الله خيرا to Mufti Saab for teaching us this lesson on Hamas. From us and the team, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.